Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Thanks for dropping in and spending an hour with us as we take your calls for the BOGP open line, which we renamed thanks to one of our amazing listeners. It's you, me, and Scotty G. We're talking all kinds of Disney news. We talk about Magic Mobile, whether you're going to use a Magic Band or start using your smart device to get into the parks to open your hotel doors and much more. We also talk about the dates for the Food and Wine Festival 2021 and if Epcot is going to become a 365 days a year festival theme park. Is it a good idea? What do you feel about that? We also get into a very interesting conversation on this new corn dog that's available out at Downtown Disney at Disneyland. It's got a pickle in it. It's on a stick. It's wild. Just Google Disneyland corn dog on a stick. You'll see all about that. We talk about if you'd eat it, what's the story with that? And then we talk about why churros and corn dogs taste better at Disneyland than Walt Disney World. Lots more Disney talk headed your way as well. Don't forget today's show, always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out today. They are a great travel agency, absolutely free to you. And you're going to get first-class service from the time you fill out that quote form until the time you get back from your Disney trip. Check them out over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It really does help to support the show. It's a free way to support the show. Just one extra click. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, a huge shout out to our patrons. You guys are allowing us to put out four shows a week here on the feed. Plus, you, me, and Scotty G every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, where we can get together and take your calls and talk Disney. If you'd like to get more information on becoming a patron yourself, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Well, hey, everybody. Happy Thursday if you're listening here on the feed. And, of course, happy Easter Sunday for those folks tuned in live here on Facebook and YouTube. It's the BOGP Open Line, as we do here on Facebook and YouTube every Sunday night. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, we get together for an hour and talk about the Disney news of the week and just kind of hang out together. We've been chatting before the show started for a few minutes, and we're having a great time. We're talking some baseball. Not talking about the first series of the Cardinals. A little bit of a slow start, but hey, that's why they play 162 games. We've also been talking about, obviously, Easter and what folks have done for Easter. We've been answering some questions as we get started, talking a little Run Disney, talking some resorts, just having a good time. We have folks tuned in from coast to coast, Oregon, Utah, Australia, Florida, Maine, New York City, all over the place. So I appreciate you carving out a little bit of time on your Easter Sunday evening to join us here live. And if you're catching the show here on the replay on Thursday, hope you're having a great week. Hope it's going super well for you. Thanks for always making the Be Our Guest podcast a part of your commute or a part of your dog walking or a part of your doing the dishes, whatever it is. I so appreciate you taking the time to listen to our show. Of course, you know that on Sunday nights, it's always Mike and Scott and you, right? We talk about everything that's coming up and having a good time. And let's see here. We just got an update from Scott. He is going to make it, but he's had a couple crazy games, so I think it will be Scott. And I got to hold off because we have a new name for the show. Of course, a few weeks ago, we renamed the show to the BOGP Open Line. Thanks to one of our awesome listeners, I have a new name that is so clever that we're going to have to use for Sunday nights. But it's so clever, I haven't told Scott. So I will tell him when he gets in here in a little bit of time. So we're going to have a good time talking Disney. Let's hit the news, though, while we're waiting. And then we're going to open the phone lines at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395 in just a second. But again, happy Easter to everybody. Happy Passover to all those who celebrated last week. Just hope you had a great celebration. Whatever you celebrate, it's always about the friends and the family and the faith. So hopefully you had a great, great time. So glad you're here. All right, let's hit it. This is one of the things that I jumped into really fast this week. I'm excited. And I feel like some people on Twitter, kind of like in a funny way, like in a teasing way, are kind of getting on me about this. But I'm super excited for Magic Mobile, this contact way to visit Walt Disney World that has now gone live. So I'm an Apple fanboy, right? Everybody knows that. I love Apple products. I tend to, now the funny thing is I don't do the podcast on any Apple equipment. I have an old, I'm not kidding. I have an old desktop computer. It's probably at least 8 or 9 years old. Just built out of like an old mixer that my dad used to use at the radio station, old mic. So I do not use Apple stuff to record the podcast. However, in my work, I use a MacBook Air. That's a great little computer that gets everything done that you need. I'm an iPhone user. I have my AirPods, my iPhone. I'm pretty much into the Apple ecosystem. So I like this idea of Magic Mobile because right now it is for iOS devices, but again, it's going to be with Android here very soon. So let me hit the story that Ricky put out on themouseforless.com so we can kind of have a little background information and get going on this quick little story. It's not very long. Recently, Disney shared that the Walt Disney World Resort would be introducing a brand new contactless way to visit and tour the resort. Disney Magic Mobile is now live and is an easy-to-use way for guests to experience the Walt Disney World Resort. Disney Magic Mobile allows guests the ability to create a Disney Magic Mobile Pass through the My Disney Experience app. When guests visit the resort, all they will need to do is just hold up their smart device near an access point, just like you do with a Magic Band. The new service actually works in conjunction with Magic Bands and has many of the same functionalities. This means the guests may use the Magic Mobile service or a Magic Band interchangeably for the added flexibility. In addition, Disney Resort Hotel guests can choose to purchase Magic Bands at a special pre-arrival price, or they can even pick up a Key to the World card at their hotel's front desk. But how does it work? So what can Disney Magic Mobile do? Before I do that, I got somebody popping in here. Hashtag Scotty G joining us. Scott, let me finish this story, then we'll get you introduced. We'll get you in here. All right, so here we go. First, here's what we can do with Magic Mobile. Guests, this is super important because I went through this process this week and I was super excited. It was a little hard at first, but I got it. First, guests need to create a Disney Magic Mobile Pass through the My Disney Experience app. So that's number one. You got to go into the My Disney Experience app. This can then be added to a digital wallet on your smart device. Guests will then even be able to customize their pass by choosing from several Disney-themed designs. And trust me, there's some, Ricky says, and trust me, there's some really cute ones. I didn't say that. There are. There are even some special designs just for AP holders and DVC members. And for more fun, they animate when you use them. What about those who have multiple family members whose passes they're in charge of? Well, the good news is that multiple passes can be stored on one device. How will the Magic Mobile work when visiting the park? To enter the park, you simply need to hold your smart device near the access point, just like with the Magic Band, plus Express Mode on iPhone and Apple Watch. Guests do not even have to wake up or unlock their device to open up the app to use the pass. You just hold it up there. Don't have to do anything. Even if your phone is dead, it will still work. It's magic. Let's see. Other features include the ability to automatically link your Disney PhotoPass attraction photos and the videos to your profile through your smartphone. Make sure to confirm your settings in advance of riding those specific attractions so you don't miss those awesome memories. The My Disney Experience app also enables Disney Resort Hotel guests to unlock the room door. This can be done by using the current digital room key feature. Now, how do you create it? Real quick. How do you set it up? Because if I click through, I know it's kind of hard to see. I'm not very flexible. But if I do this, I'll show you. Boop. Right there, bam, there's my annual pass. I am wearing a 24/7 Magic Band right now because I have a little annual pass on my watch. As of right now, Disney Magic Mobile is only available for iPhones and Apple Watches. The technology is coming to other smart devices in the future. And there's a video on the Mouse for Less as to how to do it. Basically, what you got to do, and one thing you need to know is that you do need to update your phone and your watch if you want to use your watch. Update to the latest iOS, you know, whatever release, I don't know what number it is, update. And then what will happen is you go into the My Disney Experience app, you go through what it tells you to do, and then you can add it to your, Apple has a thing called wallet. You add it to your wallet, and then it should jump over to your Apple Watch as well. And it's there. And you just double click the little oval button on the side, just like you would to see your credit card or a debit card, check out at the grocery store, scroll through, bam, there's my little, you know, I pick the annual pass logo with Mickey on it. You can pick whatever you want. If you're a DVC member like Scott is, you can pick your DVC thing. If you're just, you know, a ticket holder, you can go through all the characters. It's fun. I like it. I'm probably going to use it because I always have my Apple Watch on my left arm anyway, and I always wear a Magic Band on my right. Just one less thing to use, but I'll probably wear a Magic Band sometimes too. I mean, I'll switch it up, but it doesn't mean you have to go one way or the other. You're not always Team Magic Mobile, got to get that right, or Magic Band. You can do whatever you like. So anyway, that's the first story of the week. We have Scott in here. Scott, happy Easter. Thanks for joining us. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, happy Easter. Sorry to be delayed. We had not Disney related, but we had two really intense baseball games happening at the Gardner household this afternoon. So happy I could still make it for, you know, three quarters of the show.
That's
so
right. Thanks for having me. We talked about that you're doing some Strat-O-Matic baseball and it went into extra innings. Everybody, and I said, it's Easter. It's family. That's what it's about. Just glad you're here. And
you're not going to be happy with the result, though.
Oh, no. Gibby lost. Are you kidding me? No way. The Cardinals couldn't have gone down. Come on now.
Gibson didn't get the loss, but the Cardinals lost because it went to extras. And we have a rule. We bolded in a lot of house rules, and I won't get into the details here. We can do a separate podcast on that. But one of the house rules we have is that your starter can't go more than 10 innings, basically, you know, because the guys are going to get tired.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but both starters went 10. Tion and Gibson both went 10. It was 1-1.
I was going to say, but in real life, Gibson could have probably gone 17. He was a bulldog.
Probably, yeah. He pitched, I think, like 304 innings in 68, so he totally could have.
Totally. They changed the rules because of the man. Okay, anyway, so.
They did.
Exactly. That mound is not as high anymore. Okay, so let's talk Disney here. And, before we do that, we had a suggestion from a listener, and I had to tell you that I haven't told you this yet. I was waiting to tell you live tonight.
Oh, man.
So a new name for the show, right? It's been the BOGP Open Line, right? For the last, 3 weeks or so. I changed it from whatever I'd called it before that. Yeah. It's a great name for the show now. Here's the name of our Sunday night shows. It's called You and Me and Scotty G. That's
I kind of like it though. That's awesome.
I love our listeners. They're way smarter than us. Yeah, correct. All week I've been holding that one back. I can't wait for Sunday night because, it's the listeners. It's you, the listeners, me, and Scotty G.
Yeah, and Scotty G. That's awesome. I do like that. It has a good ring to it.
Oh my gosh. So did you do Magic Mobile? Did you get that over on your Apple Watch or phone or anything like that?
Honestly, man, it has been a crazy week for me, and I actually have not had a chance to play with it. I'm hoping to tonight, maybe after the show, things have kind of settled down a little bit, unwind for the weekend, and I think I'll play with that this weekend. Because you were talking about the DBC thing, too. Like, I haven't seen that pop up at all for anyone, so I'm excited to kind of check out what those options are for the Magic Band.
Yeah, it's
for the Magic Band for the Apple Watch.
And you gotta, it's Magic Mobile, because I'm trying to always get this stuff in my head because I'm gonna have to use it for the rest of my life, right? And all my information with my guests.
Yeah,
Magic Mobile, like Magic Band, because I want to say Mobile Magic. Like for some reason, I always want Mobile Magic. Yeah. That sounds like it flows better, but it's Magic Mobile.
You know what I do backwards all the time is Why Roll the Sports? I used to say like Roll Wide the Sports. I got that wrong all the time. So I just thought like it's in alphabetical order. So
right.
Magic, M-A is before M-O. Yes. So you got to do it that way.
I thought the same thing too. I did the exact same thing. Right. I used the alphabetical thing too. Okay. Our second story, and this is our last story. We only have two stories that we're going to open up the phone lines. We have some questions we can answer here live in the chat as well. We have the dates for the Epcot Food and Wine Festival 2021. And this just kind of cracks me up because if you remember, I don't know if you remember, but if you do, the Flower and Garden Festival this year runs until July 5th. Okay. So I think I said on one of the previous podcasts from like the 4th and the 5th, we're going to call this the Freedom Festival, because that's like a 4th of July. We're going to just switch it up. Food and Wine Festival. Remember when it used to start in like late August or early September? Nope. This year it runs July 15th. Until November 20th. They're just like, we're going to have a festival 340 years or days a year or something. But hey, I mean, what's it hurt? I mean, I don't think it, it takes away from everybody's experience, right? Do you think?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt. I think it's, isn't that in line with last year? I mean, last year we had the shutdown for a long time. And then when Epcot reopened, it reopened with the festival, which I think it was around those same dates. Maybe it was a little bit later. I can't remember, but I'm down for it. I like food and wine. Let's do it.
Actually, I think it started on the 15th last year because I think that was the day that Epcot opened.
I think it was, if I recall. So,
yeah,
hey, I mean, I'm cool with that.
Why not? It's like you're not missing anything. It's supplemented if you go. I mean, maybe you're looking for I could see you want pure Epcot. Maybe you want less crowds, but Disney's trying to revamp, you know, trying to get back from, you know, they these are little extra charges that they can get a little extra money.
Money making.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what it is.
Nice. Inflated priced food items, maybe a little bit, but it's fun.
Right.
So sign me up. I like it.
Right. They're going to have Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak. They always have that scavenger hunt. That's what it's going to be called this time, with some Remy statuettes hidden all over Epcot. It's one of those things you purchase a little map and stickers and you go around. I think you'll get a gift if you find all the Remy's. And you got the one thing I'm excited about. Now, they haven't given a lot of details on this, but they have said live entertainment. And I hope they're meaning more than, and I'm not discounting these folks because I like, especially Mariachi Cobre. I love those guys and the Jammeters and so forth. But I hope when they say live entertainment, I don't know if they're going to do Eat to the Beat, but something where they, again, I think it's going to be how the, you know, how this all ebbs and flows over the summertime, but I'd love to see some concerts again.
I think it's kicking off because July 15th, I think you and I may have some overlapping dates there. They're going to kick it off with the You, Me, and Scotty G show at the theater. That's going to be the entertainment.
Yeah, because that could be well socially distant in the American Gardens Theater. Exactly. You know, 12 people there, all spread out. You get your own section.
I'm with you, though. I love the Jammeters and all the Roll Showcase entertainment. But I like the bands. The bands are fun, you know, like – the tribute bands are really a lot of fun because, you know, like all the songs they're playing, you know, they're all cover songs. So that's always a lot of fun.
I think too, with the, you know, the cover bands, and because, you know, it's like listening to a greatest hits album. They don't play any songs that are not instantly recognizable. And even if you don't sit down for the concert, like walking from Italy to Japan, you hear the music. And even if you don't stop to listen to it, it just gives, like, it just brings World Showcase to life, especially at night when it's not as hot. It's nice.
I have this great quiet spot that I love in Japan. But during those concerts, though, boy, you can hear it from there. And it's fun, though. It's still fun.
It's a lot of fun. All right. So
speaking
of
news, though, like, not to make this a Run Disney podcast, but I think I just saw them, like, they kind of fooled me on it. It's not April 1st at the time of this recording. It's Easter, April 4th. But it was like breaking news. And I was like, oh, my God, is registration coming? But it was for like the virtual series.
I know. They totally. I know. I was So I was eating leftovers. I was sitting there, you know, and so we got a honey baked ham. And we love from the Honey Baked Ham Company. But they have these turkeys, too, that are unreal. This little bit of turkey we got, kind of a side thing. So I was making a little sandwich before the show, eating my little sandwich at the kitchen table with leftovers. Didn't eat it. Shouldn't have eaten it because now I'm like dying. But the thing is, like, I'm scrolling through Twitter and I saw the exact same thing. I'm like, dude, it's marathon weekend announcement or something. And then I'm like, oh, it's the virtual summer series. I'm like, I don't care.
I fell for it. I mean, I like those medals, but like, I want like real, and you know, I want real registration. And I got four devices ready right when I saw that, you know? And then I was like, oh, you gotta look into the details.
I know. It was crazy. I did that same thing. I was like, oh, wait, what? And then I was like, oh, wait, no. I mean, I tell you,
last year's were super cool. I did all of them. I did the first year because it was inaugural. And then I think I did another year because of the Incredibles, because I love the Incredibles. But last year was like the theme park attractions. There's like a Space Mountain medal, like a Haunted Mansion one. Like, those are pretty cool. So I'm curious what they'll do this year.
Mighty. So it's got to be Avengers, right? I mean, it's got to be like some kind of superhero
thing. Yeah.
Right?
It makes sense because they've done a lot of like with WandaVision and then Winter Soldier that's happening right now on Disney Plus. It could be good advertising for those shows because I know Loki is coming soon too on Disney Plus. So it could be advertising for that.
Yeah. Never seen any of them. So
Oh, that's too bad. You're missing out. But I know you haven't.
Yeah, I've seen The Mandalorian. That's about it. I haven't watched Disney Plus probably, since The Mandalorian ended. That's probably the last time we opened the app. It was sad.
Crazy.
I know. I need to, because I bought the 3-year thing, like when it was introduced, like you pay for 3 years up front. So you didn't. So yeah. And every once in a while, I'll like watch Star Wars or one of the Star Wars movies. But yeah, I need to get back into that.
you might as well not even call it Disney Plus. It's just like Lucasfilm Plus for you.
Well, it's just easier because I have the Blu-rays for all the Star Wars movies. I love them, but it's just so much easier just to, you know, click the app.
So
bam,
much easier.
There you go. Yeah, I'm so lazy. Anyway, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. It's you. It's me. It's Scotty G. Give us a call. We're going to have a good time. It still cracks me up. We're having a good time. If you're listening here on a Thursday, I hope you're laughing along with us and not thinking we're serious, because we're not. We're just
we're not serious at all.
No, well, I mean it's ridiculous.
And if you have any questions about Stratomatic, like, I'll save that for like another show.
Yeah, that's gonna be the B-roll show. We'll do some. We'll roll some ball. All right, Alfred.
Because you need more podcasts, because Mike in the Midwest, you know, and this, and yes, like, you need more stuff, right?
Cause, yeah, because I don't talk into a microphone enough. Anyway, all right, we got the name of the show right now is Alfred.
Hey, Mike.
It's Alfred and me and Scotty G. What's up, Alfred?
Yes. Not much. How are you guys tonight?
Stuffed. All right. I'm too full.
Yeah. I'm not. Happy Easter, by the way.
Happy Easter.
Yeah, all we did today, we went to brunch this morning. So I was home by 2. And I took a nap. I woke up and I'm listening to you.
Here's the problem with when you host Easter, and we had the family all over and stuff. And the problem with hosting Easter is everybody's hanging out, so you cannot take your normal nap. And plus, all the food is still here, so I've just been like nonstop. I can't like, and it's good.
Be smart, man. We sent my dad and brother with all the food.
We sent some. We sent it with the in-laws, and there's still plenty. I mean, there's still there's food for days here. So,
I'll give you my address. You can mail it.
Send some up your way. I'm in pain right now.
So this is just evil strategy on my part. My brother like does not like to throw out anything. He's like an anti-waste man. So we just give him everything, and just like, well, we know Bob will eat this for the next week. So
everybody wins.
Yeah.
All right, Alfred. Uh-huh. What's going on with this week's news? What do you got?
Well, not sure how I feel about the Magic Mobile. I'm not that type of person. I don't even like Apple Pay, to be honest.
What?
So, yeah, I can't get used to it.
I still feel like I'm stealing my groceries when I use Apple Pay. Like, I didn't even swipe a card. I'm just, boop, boop, I'm out of here. Like, I guess that worked.
If it didn't work, they tell you.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. I'd be like, I go out, I'm thinking I'm all getting away with something. Then I go through the, you know, the exit's like, woo, woo, woo. Here come the cops. Yeah, probably not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know Disney tells you.
Oh, yeah.
I used it and I hit my limit one day with, you know, charging and I don't know what happened, but it told me. So
never had that happen.
So
I'm cheap.
I might try to use it. But even how to set it up is like giving me nausea.
But it turns. See, I wear an Apple Watch constantly because I have to fill my circles, right? You want a little TMI? This little Ricky right here. But if I get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I put my watch on to get that hour of activity.
It's a true story.
True story. I'm not
this
kidding.
Guy at Walt Disney World. It's a true story.
I'm not sure I get credit for those 17 steps there and back. I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm hooked on the thing. So yeah, so what I have right now is, hey, I mean, I could be at our grocery store, Deerberg's, and somebody could be like, "You're not an annual pass holder. You're just blowing hot air." Right now, I can pull out my annual pass, be like, "Watch this sucker! Boom! It's right there on my wrist. I got a magic band. There you go."
I might do it just for that extra appeal, you know. But I think I'm going to stick with my magic bands.
I get it. The magic bands are special. And you're more of a collector. I'm not really a collector. I think that's a big difference too, right? I'm not a collector. I'll keep a few things, but my wife is very minimalistic. Like, if I keep anything, she like she guilts me. Like, why do you keep that junk? I'm like, because it's special to me. Those are my cleats from high school.
Mm-hmm.
They're old. You know, yeah, they're old. They're from, like, 91, but they're my cleats.
I'm running into that situation with Run Disney t-shirts.
Yeah, exactly. It's the t-shirts. Dude, she's like, do you need another 7 t-shirts? Yes. Yes, I do. Do you see I run every day? I need them. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yep. Oh, before I forget, Disney has something great. Even though there's no more Magic Band giveaways for the resort reservations.
Right.
If you had a reservation and you were still owed Magic Bands, you could get them. I did that. Where did I put it now? Oh, it's in here. And I said, I have to get this one. And it was a pass holder. So I paid for an upgrade. And it was Rivers of Light.
Ooh, collector's item.
Yeah, since it's no longer there.
Magic Bands and Rivers of Light. He's just loving this.
Yeah, Rivers of Light was my favorite thing. Not even though I saw it, I sat right. I'll
never forget, like, my wife Elizabeth, who Mike loves, you know, they're great friends, but like those two like went at it in like heated battle about Rivers of Light one time after watching it.
I watched it once at a media preview before they didn't show it again for like 6 months. I was sitting behind Joe Rohde's ear when I was watching it, and I still didn't like it. Joe Rohde was sitting in front of me in like the row in front of me. I was like, Pam, Pam,
wow,
Pam, that's Joe Rohde. She's like, I know it's Joe Rohde, be cool. I'm like, but I can't stop looking at his ear. I can't stop looking. That thing's all hanging down.
Oh,
I'm
my
like,
God.
Oh, my God, that hurts me because I can't imagine having an earring. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I had to get this. You know, they're probably trying to also get rid of them.
Yeah, probably.
So,
that's because it's not returning.
I didn't think of that.
I think I paid $15 for it or something. So that was a great deal.
They put them in Cast Connection, and they couldn't sell. They couldn't sell them in Cast Connection. So, like, we'll put them up there on the website for people to buy. Yeah,
yeah, for all the smocks to buy. So, it came. I love it. It's orange. So I can wear it at Halloween.
I mean, it's that's what I kind of like about Magic Bands, right? Like, I sometimes just want to wear them at home because they're kind of cool. Like, mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I want to wear my Spaceship Earth because I'm wearing a gray shirt today. Like, I don't know. It's kind of fun.
This is why work from home has been a thing. We've lost all sense of normalcy with this past year. We now put on Magic Bands to color coordinate with our outfits. Work from home. Yes.
Yep.
Gosh, that's going to be weird when I show up to work like that. I mean, I'm wearing them as, like, ankle bracelets even sometimes.
They're
going to
think you've been arrested.
But wait a minute. Scotty, they wouldn't think anything of it if they know you. So
that's true. That's a good point.
He's on Disney house arrest.
Yeah. So that's that. You know what I want to talk about Epcot now because of the festivals. I feel that Epcot is going to 365 festival.
Yeah, park. That's pretty much what it is, because really what it is, they're giving them 10 days to switch out festivals, which,
which I'm surprised they're even doing that, because when I was there in December, they were already switching out to Festival of the Arts, which was starting only, about a week later.
Yep.
So they had kiosks or whatever you call the booths that were already shutting down and being turned over.
Yeah.
So they can do it 365, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they should do it. I think it would be great if they bring back that whole festival building that they were going to build. Because I think it'll look great.
I think it will too. They're going to need something. Because when they designed it, they designed it with that being like a centerpiece, right? And so if they forego that, what they're going to probably end up doing is making that some kind of big, you know, landscaped lawn. You know, just like as a placeholder. Because they're not going to put a building there in, you know, instead of it. They're going to wait till the time's right. But it's going to be like a big lawn. Which I think, like you said, the functionality, the beauty of having a structure there that kind of is the heartbeat of the old, you know, future world. They're going to change the name, but you know, that part of the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's needed. And I hope that it isn't something we don't see for a decade. I hope it's something we see in the next few years.
Yeah, me too. Cause I think just the fact that having a festival building, they can switch that out overnight. So people just feel like they're part of it all the time.
Agreed.
So
I just want to see better options for the festivals, though. Like, I don't know. Like, I just want to see some more newer items. Like, that's okay. That's cool if they want to return, like, old favorites each year for certain festivals. But, like, I just want to see, like, can you give me, like, 20% new items or something every year for those, like, return guests, you know? I don't know. That's just one thing that kind of frustrates me.
That's a good point, though, because think about, you know, festivals tend to cater to locals more than any other part of Walt Disney World experience, you know? And that's something where if you have a new item, you're going to be more likely to go if you're down the road in, like, Winter Garden or something.
Right. Right. Well, I think they're doing really well, though, regardless.
Yeah.
I think they must be doing really well to keep doing all the time.
They're doing all right.
The merchandise, the scavenger hunts. Like we do the scavenger hunts every time. I mean, it's only like $6, but if every parent with a child does the World Showcase scavenger hunt, there's $6 right there.
Right. Cost them nothing.
Only $6. It cost me $24 or whatever it is.
I thought it was like $7.99 this last time around or
something.
Yeah,
now
like
it's $8. Yeah. The whole point is, if there's four prizes, I'm buying four maps.
Yeah. See, the guy.
See, because you fall in that collection.
Exactly. See, my wife would smack me. Exactly. That's not happening, dude. I'd just smack me. What do you do with those when you get home? That's the question I would get. I'd be like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. My cousin is going next week, and I already told her. I said, I need four maps or whatever it is to get each of the plates. Gotta have them.
There you go. That's the difference between you and me, though. I can't. I'm not allowed. I'm lucky.
Yeah, you're not
I'm lucky
allowed.
If I wake up and my stuff's still here. Like I have to hide things sometimes.
Hide.
You don't even know. I'm telling you, you do not know. It's fine though, because I have a nice clean house. But yeah,
otherwise. Well, I love Robin's
comment.
Well, I
think what you have to do is kick your daughter out downstairs, and that room becomes yours.
It's supposed to be
to put
eventually.
Your stuff in.
Well, no, it's not going to. See, no, I'm not allowed to have junk. I can have my office in there eventually, but in the studio, but I can't have junk. It's got to be clean. That's the deal. All right, hey, Alpha, we got to roll, though, because we got
some collectibles.
I know, but I just think of the money I save by not collecting. That's the way I look at it.
I know. I'm jealous.
I don't have the money to collect because all the collectibles.
Speaking
stuff's
of collectibles,
expensive.
I got two random collectibles. My dad, still made us an Easter basket, whatever reason. My mom just passed away this last year. It was the first Easter without her, so he wanted to keep some traditions alive. So it made him feel good. But, I'm not into these Funko Pops, really. But he got us these, Disneyland 65th Funko Pops. We got, this – I'm sure everyone knows about them. We got the Matterhorn one or whatever. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with this? But it's
you
awesome,
put it up
though,
on that
so.
Shelf behind you where it says Be Our Guest right there.
I am so jealous right now.
Those things are kind of weird. But they're big.
I don't know. Am I supposed to open it or do I leave it in the box? You know, I don't know.
Leave it in the box.
But then it's no fun. I hate stuff like that. You can't even. Oh, that bugs me. I know.
I know
you're supposed
to
play
with it.
I don't have the discipline. I don't. All right. Hey, I got to roll though because I got people trying to get in, and we'll talk next Sunday. All right. Have a good one, Alfred. Happy Easter.
Sounds good. Happy Easter.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Robert's comment is great, though. If the festival's on, then it's going to Epcot.
Sorry.
I'm all right.
Yeah, exactly. If it pays for it, it's in there. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
This is Rachel and Ellie.
Hey, Rachel and Ellie. What's going on?
So I'm going to Disney for my first time tomorrow.
Nice.
And
awesome.
We have a hopper pass from Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom. What is the best way to get from Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom?
Dude, you have the ultimate Disney transportation expert here in hashtag Scotty G.
Am I the ultimate transportation expert?
You love transportation. That's your jam.
Hollywood Studios to Magic Kingdom. Mike, I might need your help here, though. Can you do bus to park to park with the bus now?
I think they are running buses park to park. You should be able to get from just on a bus.
That would be
so how long does it take? And I know we can't hop until 2, but does that mean we can't get should we get on the bus at 1 so that we're there at 2 to be able to go in, or do we have to wait until 2 to actually get on the bus and go over?
Here's what I say, because they're going to have buses at 2 for all the other parks, right? Because that's going to be when everybody wants to do it initially. I would imagine, I'm just guessing because I haven't done this yet, but I would think logistically Disney would want to make it so there are buses ready to roll at every park, going to every other park at 2:00. But here's the thing.
I do have another suggestion. Well, go ahead, Mike.
Let me just say the one thing I would say about timing, because I'm super conservative with timing. I'd make sure at 1:00 I'm walking out of the studios. I wouldn't be getting in line for Slinky Dog at 1:00. This stuff drives me nuts because you gotta count backwards. If you want to be at the next park at 2, walk out at 1:10 at the latest. That puts you at the bus stop at 1:35 or 1:40, and then you're going to be on that first bus for sure, and that's going to get you over there by 2:30 if you want to be there as soon as possible. And you know what? There might be buses there at 1:00 because they might want to get you there at 2. I don't know, but I would be walking out by 1:00-ish.
Lisa in the chat just picked what I was going to suggest too, though, is take the Skyliner to like the Riviera and hop on a Magic Kingdom bus from a resort.
Oh, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, the Riviera would be better too because it wouldn't be as busy as Caribbean Beach or Papa Art. Yeah, that's a good idea. Mm-hmm. That's it. Yes, take the Skyliner to the Riv. Lisa, she's the transportation expert. Well, you're going tomorrow. That's going to be fun.
All right, so it's Ellie's first time. This is my niece. It's been 7 years since I've been there, and it's her first time. And I just want to make sure that she has the absolute best time in the entire world. So I'm super stressed because I need to make sure she has the best time, and it's the best day of her life.
Are you on site already? Like, are you already like? I'm guessing that you're already in Florida, right? Or you're not traveling tomorrow too? Are you?
No, we did 3 days of beach days, so we've done three. We're actually driving right now to Orlando from Clearwater.
That's awesome.
So are you staying on site tonight?
No, we have a house off site in Davenport.
Nice. Oh my gosh, you're gonna have so much fun though. So, are you gonna try to do the Rise of the Resistance thing in the morning, or is that just too much?
We are getting up at 6:30 in the morning. I guess maybe we shouldn't tell our tips if there's anybody else coming in. We are going to be watching that clock down to the second, and it is going to be, I'm counting on her 18-year-old fast fingers on, you know, that she's going to, well, I'm doing it too, but because of the tech, I'm assuming very low.
If you have anybody, real quick, if you have anybody between the ages of 13 and 18, your odds of getting a boarding group are way better than somebody that's 47. I'm just saying you are optimized right now to get a boarding group. Go ahead. Scott had something for you. Go ahead, Scott.
So are you going to have your car at Hollywood Studios though? That if you're staying at a house, like how are you planning on getting to the studios originally?
We're getting dropped off.
Oh, okay. Because then I'll say, like, then you could just use your car. But then, like, then you'd have to come back somehow to get your car if you're doing, like, the bus, the Magic Kingdom. So I was just worried about, like, your car sitting at the studios all day. Okay, I got you now.
Yeah, and I'm really hoping that I'm going to completely exhaust us both because they've made Epcot hours till 11. So if Magic Kingdom closes at 9, maybe we could even hop over. And obviously we won't be able to see everything at Epcot, but she'd at least be able to get a, you know, little idea of how it is.
So at least do Spaceship Earth, right? At least you hop in there and ride a Spaceship Earth.
I would totally do that. I would totally go to Epcot. I mean, even if you get an hour, it's an hour in Epcot. You know, what else are you going to do tomorrow night?
So are there any tips like, okay, since it's your first time and we're happy, like, don't do it. Like I said, it's been 7 years since I've been there. I have my ideas, but what do you guys think on, you know, there's things that we should skip because obviously we won't be able to do everything. And then there's other things like, what do you think is the you have to do?
So you're talking for the studios, like from the time you arrive to get, because you only have until 2 o'clock, right? You're jumping out of there like between 1 and 2.
Yep.
So you're not going to.
Yeah.
I would say, because you guys both haven't been there since this stuff, so I would definitely spend time. Are you guys big Star Wars fans or no? Like, do you want to just do
Rise?
Yeah. Okay,
oh, yeah.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
So you really got to do, Scott can add to this. I would definitely do Slinky Dog in Toy Story Land. Now, whether you do Toy Story Midway Mania, it's going to have a short wait, so you probably want to do that because it's not going to be a long wait for the most part. So Slinky Dog is a long one to wait in. It's worth it. Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, do it. It's fun. It's really neat. You'll regret it if you don't. Obviously, try to get Rise. Try to do Smuggler's Run. Now, I would put Tower and Rock and Roller Coaster kind of on the back burner. I would put those as like possibly. I don't. Scott, what are your thoughts on that?
I would too, and I don't know like Ellie's height, how old Ellie is. Maybe you said it and I missed it, and I apologize for that. But I think Mike's right on with the Slinky Dog. I would try to do Toy Story Mania because it's a lot of fun, especially like when you're with your niece, like having a little battle on that. I think that'd be a blast to do. So I think Mike's like right on there.
Yeah, we live, I don't know if you've ever heard of Cedar Point. I know,
I used to always go to Cedar Point. I live like 2 hours away.
Scott ran a race there a couple years ago.
I did. I did they called it a quarter marathon. It was really random.
You guys were from the area.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's why I was like, I don't think we need to do the Tower of Terror in that because, I mean, we have the big roller coasters right here.
Yeah, that's the thrillest park ever. So yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just super excited. So, last thing. Tickets. I'm confused on. We already purchased our ticket because we would not be going since they're, you know, reserved and whatnot.
Yes.
But when I ordered them from on the phone with the Disney people, they said, you know, they asked me if I wanted to mail it or pick pick it up. And I said, you know, don't mail it. I assumed it would be on the app on my phone. And they said, no, you still have to go pick something up. So I'm confused. Like, wouldn't it be on the My Disney Experience app? I mean, it's linked in there. I have it in my thing.
Yes. So if
or
you
still have to pick something up.
So you got a confirmation number that you typed into the My Tickets section of My Disney Experience,
yep.
right? Linked. You're good.
Yep.
That you can go to guest relations and pick up the little plastic card, but you don't need it. I mean,
oh good.
Especially if you're using the phone, the Magic Mobile, right?
Yeah, you won't need it. I mean, I say that. I mean, because I've done the same thing, right? They ask you, do you want mail to you or do you want to pick them up at will call? Sometimes I put will call. Sometimes I put mail. I don't even pay attention. But the thing is, I never pick them up, and I've never had an issue. So
awesome.
I wouldn't worry about it. Yeah, you're going to have a great time. Now, it's a little chilly down there, isn't it? I heard this week it's a little bit chilly in Florida.
We're from Michigan. This is awesome down here, okay? Like, we're in bathing suits and shorts and tank tops. And, yeah, this is great for us.
Okay,
we're in Michigan because I'm in Michigan and it's 70 degrees today. It's unreal, like the weather right now in Michigan where I'm at.
I know, it's nice now that we're gone.
Yeah. And it's going to be 80 on Wednesday.
Yeah, the day we left, it was snowing.
Unbelievable, isn't it? So you left on April 1st, some guys, because it was snowing. I thought it was a cruel April Fool's joke.
Well, thank you so much. We found your podcast few months ago, and while we were planning this, and we've been listening to it constantly, getting super excited and lots of tips, so we had to call in the day before just to get on and say hi and thank you.
Well, I sure appreciate that, and I hope you guys have just the most. I'll be thinking of you guys tomorrow while I'm working here in the office, thinking, you know, they're doing all this fun. They're at the studios. Now they're jumping over to the Magic Kingdom.
Awesome.
So let me ask you one last question, though, because I'm always curious about this. Like, what is something each of you is looking forward to the most? Like, ideally, like in your, if everything goes the way you hope it unfolds tomorrow, like, what is the one thing each of you is looking forward to getting in?
Getting in?
Getting to do. Like, what is like the one thing, you know, I hope this happens.
The best Instagram picture in front of the castle. That is the most basic thing an 18-year-old girl would say, right?
That's true. Yes, I know.
Well, that's what I want.
Yeah, that's true. I hope you have, like, the perfect mask, right, that matches the outfit. You got to have, I mean, it's all about the mask and the accessories, right?
I got to get some ears, too, for a shot.
I got her
the
perfect set of ears. I got her the perfect set of ears. They're sparkly and leopard print bow, so...
All right. Well, hey, shoot me an email tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but at some point, mike@brguestpodcast.com, and let me know because I want to see all these awesome pictures. I got to see this day. This is going to be fun.
I will send the perfect Instagram picture in front of the castle. I promise.
All righty. I sure appreciate that. Yeah, I'm at brguestmike on Instagram. So just tag me or something. Let me know.
Thank
you,
guys.
I'll check it out. Okay. Hey, safe travels the rest of the way in, and have a great day tomorrow. Good talking to you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. That's awesome, though.
I like how we both waved at her, and she's driving in a car.
Exactly. She's going to be like the person driving the Suez Canal ever given. You know, we don't do that.
So we're recording this Sunday. They're going to do this on Monday. Tuesday morning, they are going to be exhausted.
I know. We're like, yes, at 10 o'clock at night, do go over to Epcot. Do it.
Yeah.
But you could hear the excitement in their voices, right? I mean, that is what it is. Yeah. I think sometimes, and I hate to say this because this is 98% of our audience, and it's especially you and I. You know, we go, not so often, but we are very lucky and very blessed to get to go as often as we do. And like a day, like just the one day to get as much in, you know, because we're a lot of times like, I'll go to the park, I'll jump out at noon, relax, go back to the park for a couple hours and call it a day.
Yeah.
You know, they're really going to just get it all done. And I mean, the excitement of it. It's like when I was a kid
so
going
to
Six Flags.
I love the excitement. I do love the excitement, but it's so insane to me.
I know. And there were also other suggestions in case she's listening still. You know, Robert said you can make an ADR at the Contemporary and then drive over there. You could do that. And then walk in, of course, Justin from Cleveland. We're going to be talking to him in May. He's got a trip report coming up with us in a few weeks. You could take the bus to the Contemporary, then walk over. I think it'd be about 50-50 with Riviera, you know, Skyliner to the Riviera busing because you get left off.
I like the Skyliner because I think her niece and her obviously haven't done that. She hasn't been there in 7 years. Do the Skyliner. That's really the route I want to go.
Yeah, it's a ride, right? It's transportation. It's like a riding lawnmower, right? I mean, you're cutting your grass, but it's also like a go kart. You know, kind of the same thing. You know, getting two experiences. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Jordan here had a question. Says I need help going to Walt Disney World, but my husband grew up with Disneyland. Now that we're on the West Coast, I can't get him to take a trip to Walt Disney World. Anyone have a winning pitch to convert or at least entice a Disneyland fan to try Walt Disney World? His main complaint is that it's overwhelming. What'd you say, Scott? Because you've been to Disneyland.
I'd say it's not overwhelming. I'll tell you one thing I miss as someone that goes to Florida more than the West Coast. When I'm at Disneyland, I miss like all the water, like all the boat transportation. Like there's none of that really going on at Disneyland. And I don't know if he's like a water guy or not, but like I really miss that. And I miss the resorts. Like, you know, sell them on the resorts, like book some dining at the resorts. Like, hey, we can check out these awesome resorts here. Like they have cool dining here. Not that there's not cool dining at Disneyland. There certainly is. But those are like the two big things that are missing from Disneyland, I feel like. It's just the scope of the whole thing, which is probably why he's thinking it's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's not.
I'm not really selling it, am I?
Exactly. Okay, you just lost it.
No, but I think that's what I think. That's part of the awesomeness of Walt Disney World, though, is like I always say, like I really miss the boats, like the water transportation when I'm at Disneyland. It's the one thing I feel like that isn't there, and that I just love when I'm in Florida.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, because Walt Disney, again, I haven't been to Disneyland, but I mean, I've been to, you know, Six Flags, just small theme parks and so forth. And the thing is, yes, Walt Disney World is gigantic. It's a city. But I mean, if you think about like where you are, you're never in the entire Walt Disney World Resort at one time. Like you are experiencing Disney Springs by itself, you know, at some point, or you're experiencing Epcot, you know, you're not experiencing four parks at the same time, you know, and
the logistics is awesome. Like I think the transportation you're going to, I keep going back to like boats and transportation, but I think it's such a cool thing to see in Florida and how they just hit it on the head with all of it. I think it's so awesome.
Right. And the thing is, you know, it gives you just different options, I would think, you know, because like I said, you know, you could, you know, at Disneyland, you don't have the opportunity to maybe just take a day, you know, say you're down there for a week, you know, day four, day five, you're getting a little tired because you've been going a little hard. You know, that's a day to sleep in a little bit, go over to Olivia's, have a, you know, brunch, and then possibly swim at your hotel and then do Disney Springs or maybe go to another hotel for dinner. It gives you those options. You know, I get that it's overwhelming when you look at it like from a guidebook standpoint, like, oh my gosh, like how am I going to decide what rides to do at all these theme parks and all these rides in every theme park and all these, but I think you just gotta, it's kind of like anything in life. Like if I have a really busy day, I break it down into small chunks. So I'd only look at like, okay, Monday's Magic Kingdom day. That's what we're doing, you know? And then Tuesday, Disney Springs, you know? And then I think then it doesn't become as overwhelming, but I get it. It globally is a big picture. It is.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So
they're going to love it. I mean, they're going to love it. I mean, it's going to be so awesome. Like, there's a lot of similarities obviously between the two, but like Spaceship Earth, like that's going to be like just a jaw dropping experience to see like the size of the Spaceship Earth. And there's Animal Kingdom. Like right. There's so many cool like differences that I think that your husband will love it.
Right. No matter how many like Travel Channel specials you see or guidebooks. I mean, seeing Spaceship Earth is just wow. You know I mean? It's just because you see for like, you, I mean, sometimes you see it on the airplane.
You see it everywhere.
Coming in. You see it like on the airplane, right? I'm like, there's Spaceship Earth coming in and I'm pumped. So, okay, here, super important question from Corwin of Amber in our live chat, who's always here on Sunday nights with us. We sure appreciate. What about the pickle corn dog that is out at Disneyland for all these specials? Have you seen that thing? Have you seen that corn dog?
I have not seen this.
Oh, my gosh. No. Okay, so I'm going to have to Google it. Let's see if I can find it here. Let me see. Disneyland.
I saw that pop up in the chat, and I didn't really know what that meant.
Corn dog, because it's got all these layers to it. Okay, here it is. It's a fry. Let me see here. It says it's taking the internet by storm. Let's see here. It's from sanfranciscogate.com. Let's see if it says what it is. It's okay. It's crazy looking. They call it the turducken of hot dogs. It says it is pickle dog. It's part corn dog, part hot dog, part peanut butter. More on this later. And it's fried. In short, it's a kind of Frankenfood that sparks intense debate between the people who must eat it at all costs and the people who are absolutely horrified that it exists. And this writer says, obviously, I had to try it. So
obviously
it's available at Blue Ribbon Corn Dogs in downtown Disney and is accessible to the public. It's a hot dog on a stick inside a hollowed out pickle, which is then dipped in cornbread batter, coated in panko breadcrumbs, and deep fried. The pickle comes with a side of peanut butter for dipping and a bag of chips for $13. You got to see that. You got to Google this to see the picture of this thing. Have you seen it? Did you do it? Google it.
I have not. This is the first time hearing about this.
Oh God, it's crazy looking.
I mean, yeah. I love peanut butter.
I would totally do this. I would totally eat this.
It'd have to be like some like, let's raise money for Give Kids the World to eat this thing.
No, I would eat this thing.
You know? Like, who can eat it the fastest?
I would totally eat this thing. It's not that bad. Oh, man. I've seen this all over the internet, and it does. I would eat it. But, I mean, I'm a corn dog fan. I don't mind pickles. Some people are horrified by pickles in general. It's fried. I mean, that's going to make it taste better.
I mean, I like all these things, so I guess I'd give it a shot, you know.
Yeah, I'm totally in.
And the corn dogs at Disneyland are the best. I love corn dogs.
That's what I've heard. Well, okay, why? I've heard that my entire life. Why is it? Because it's Disneyland or what?
I don't know what it is, man. But there's something about it. And there's like one location. So there's like this red truck or a red kind of truck that's kind of like in the hub. It's kind of near the plaza at Disneyland. And people say, like, that's the best corn dog to get. Like, I disagree. There's an over in Frontierland, there's another corn dog stand that I think is better at Disneyland. So there might be some heated argument there. But, like, there's something about them. Like, I don't get it, man. But I just love – maybe it's just the fact that, hey, I'm in Disneyland having a corn dog. Maybe that's what it is. But good.
Wasn't it, like, 5 or so years ago they brought that, like, food truck to Walt Disney World? Remember they had, like, a parade? They had, like, 5 or 6 or 7 food trucks for some kind of – I don't even know. It was, like, a promotion or something that they had food trucks.
They still do, like, at Disney Springs. Is that what you're thinking of?
Right. Or? And one of them specifically, though, but I don't know if it still is, but it was the Disneyland corn dog food truck. And I don't think I ever got one. I wanted to get – I think they actually had them at the resorts for a little bit. Like, they would drive them over to, like, Pop Century or – maybe I'm drunk. I don't know. No, I'm not drunk. It's Easter. I don't drink.
You're definitely not drunk.
Why am I thinking? Like, would they? I mean, but they've done weird stuff in the past. That's the thing. Is like, I think about these things, and like when I say them, I'm like, no, that didn't happen. But I know that they had these trucks because some of them are at Disney Springs now over on the west side. Yeah. But I know. Back me up, chat room, or somebody listening on Thursday on Twitter. Please tell me that there was a Disneyland corn dog truck, food truck that was at Walt Disney World.
There may have been
years ago. And I wonder.
I'm seeing in the chat though the love for the churros in Disneyland too. That's another thing, man. I think the churros are better at Disneyland too.
Yeah.
Like I love the ones at the Cozy Cone and DCA. I don't know why. I don't know why I picked these random locations, but then I'm like, I'm tied to them. Like I have to get them here, you know?
All right. So if you want to talk snacks, we got about 10 minutes left we got about 7 minutes left with the phone lines up at 407-413-9395. Aaron's got a question. Hey, Mike, my question, can you still have a guest visit your resort without a reservation? Yes. They just have to kind of be creative in getting through, or you might need to meet them somewhere and come in with your magic band is probably the easiest way. All right, Wade's here. Let's get Wade on the line up in Nebraska. Happy Easter, Wade. Thanks for giving us a call. What's up?
Hey, happy Easter, Mike and Scott. How are you guys?
I'm doing awesome.
Happy to see the half marathon streak is still alive, man. That's awesome.
Nah, I tell you what, it was a struggle yesterday. It got hot. My hamstring was sore. My plantar fasciitis hurt. My back was aching from doing a bathroom remodel. And I'm like, well, maybe 55 is good. And I thought, no. Mike did like 15. I got to get out there.
Okay. So this morning, I got to tell you, this morning I was out there, you know, I was feeling good. It was super. I finally got to run in shorts. I was so excited to not have to like layer, you know, have all like on the tights and stuff. I was cooking for me like for a while, but then I got the worst stitch at like mile 13 or 12 or something. I mean, I was like, oh, I can't go down now. I got to make it. So I had to walk for like a lap around the lake. But yeah, I get it, man. It's some mornings you're just like, this streak's either going to kill me or I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, it's crazy, though. But, yeah, it's one of those things. Just keep it going. And you're doing remodeling. See, I tell my wife, I'm like, man, I got to run in the morning. Yeah. I got to go to bed at 10. I can't.
Wait,
yeah, I have put it in the granite countertop. That didn't help.
Oh. No. You're more man than me. I don't know any of that stuff.
So Wade may have a
you time, too.
I got
to
wish
too.
Him congratulations to his son on that proposal.
Yes.
Like those photos were incredible,
yes,
man.
They
that
were.
Was so awesome.
Thank you. That makes me feel a little bit older to think I have a son that just got engaged. But yeah, they had a great trip to Sedona, and the great story behind that. real quick. I mean, my son hired a woman to just be out there taking photos of nature. And he told his girlfriend he's just going to take her up there on a little nature hike. They're going to walk around. And they saw this woman taking photos of the sunset and all that. Unbeknownst to her, she then turned and started taking pictures of them. So it was a pretty cool deal. Yes, I got a lot of great pictures too.
Sly dog. That's nice.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what's going on with everything we're talking about? Okay, have you seen, real quick, because, right, you would eat that Franken food corn dog, right, with the pickle and all that? Would you eat that?
I'm trying to figure out how I can make one at home. Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if you have to hollow. How do you get the pickle hollowed out? Do you, like, slice it on the side and then core it somehow? Like, you're coring a cucumber or something? I don't get how they did that,
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd eat it. Oh, I'd eat it, absolutely. Roll that thing in a pancake batter, fry. I'd probably make a mess and, some kind of explosion in the kitchen. But that looks kind of creepy, but it looks like it'd be really good.
I think Scott needs to hand those out at the next marathon at in Mexico. He just needs to have, like, a cooler of them. And just, like, as you go by, instead of getting chips and guac, he's handing out these Frankenstein corn dog things.
Yeah, don't tell people what they're biting into. They bite in thinking it's a corn dog, and they're like, nope. What is this?
The problem with that is, like, I really don't want to miss running another marathon.
Yeah, that's true. We need you there.
But I tell you, that was like the most memorable marathon for me, the one that I skipped and cheered, because there's so many great stories behind it.
Oh, wait, we have an update. William, he's a huge Disneyland. He knows everything about Disneyland, always down there all the time. They have a cylinder they jam through the middle of the pickle to core it. So they have this is an industrial process. Exactly. They know what's up. They got a machine for that.
I wonder what they do with the inside of the pickles then. They got to make something out of that. They just go to waste, maybe.
Yeah, maybe that's what the person
they hire my brother and he takes care of that for
them. The guy really likes pickles. He's a dill pickle fan.
It's like Newman in Seinfeld when he was taking care of the muffin bottoms. Remember, they were taking the muffin tops off, and then Newman came in and ate the muffin bottoms with his big jug of milk. Old Seinfeld reference.
That'll work.
But anyway. Anyway, I will say this, Mike. You were right. There was a corn dog food truck at Disney Springs with the other food trucks, and I think they called it Foods of Disneyland or something like that.
Yes.
Two things. Disneyland has two things I think are better: corn dogs and the churros. For whatever reason, at Disneyland are fantastic. And I don't know what
they
it
really
is.
Are.
They're just, Scott, right? I mean, it's like the two things that you're like, it's just better there. And I don't know if it's the batter or the way they fry them. I mean, think it'd be the same, right? But yeah, those two things are fantastic.
It'd be the same recipe,
fantastic.
Right? It's the same company.
William again says that it's the Florida humidity that kills churros and corn dogs. We're way overthinking this. This is crazy, but that's probably right.
I love that. I love the thinking now. That's awesome.
It might be. So you need like the California 77 degrees and like dry air.
Yes,
that was a bit of
the optimal corn dog temperatures there and conditions. I mean, like the meteorologist is like, tomorrow it's going to be 72 and sunny with a 28% humidity. Perfect for those corn dogs and churros down in Anaheim.
It's like the corn dog and churro guy and the fireworks guy with the wind. They coordinate in the morning. What's the wind like today? Well, it's good. It's going to be okay, but the humidity's low, so the corn dogs will be good. They got to calculate all that. It's a lot more than just dipping a dog in a thing of oil, right? There's science behind this, obviously.
Yeah, it's a science.
Like sometimes when I go to the barbecue joint, they'll say like where the wood is from or what type of wood it is. So when you go to the corn dog station, it's going to have a weather report. Yes. So that I know this is going to be a good corn dog
day. Today is a corn dog day. Yep.
Crunchy and good, that's for sure. But the Red Wagon corn dogs. There's also a good one, Scott, over it's over in California Adventure. I forget what it's called over there, but it's back by that little roller coaster where they have the corn dogs too, which is pretty good.
Okay. Yeah.
So that little, I don't know, I call it like the little that coaster in the Goofy's Sky School.
Oh, the Goofy Sky School. Yes. Okay. I know what you're talking about now. Yes. Okay. I might be the only person to get a corn dog
right
at
there.
DCA, actually.
I think it is. I think that's right. Yeah. I mean, it's been 2.5 years or so since I've been there now, but maybe last year was a blur. But
the snacks
general,
though,
that is the only place you can get it.
Everybody,
there.
By the way, three people at the exact same time in the chat said Corn Dog Castle. So I guess that's it. I don't know. That's. Sounds
that's
like
it. Corn dog castle.
That is it.
I had a room at Grand California once that I could see the Goofy Sky School and the Corn Dog Castle from my balcony. So had that going for me.
That's where I want to see.
So you're getting like the smell of like corn dogs in the morning.
It depends which way the wind was blowing. Again, the fireworks guy and the corn dog guy. Yeah, they were coordinating. So anyway, but no, good times. No, I look forward to getting back to Disneyland at some point. Some point here. I'm vaccinated one time. I know, Scott, you got yours the other day. I've got one down.
I got mine yesterday. Yep.
Two to go here. Yeah. So two to go here in a couple weeks. Yeah. And then it's,
I just don't know if it was, I got mine and I was playing golf like 45 minutes later. But it was crazy. It felt good though. No worries. And I felt good today too. So that was awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So no, it's going to be great. Let's just hope that, you know, everybody can be safe and then get Disneyland open to the Californians, and then eventually, you know, we can all go again, and Mike will get you out there as well too.
Yeah, we'll just do a big trip.
Experience these crispy corn dogs.
I cannot wait. I mean, it's like, it's one of those things, you don't know what you got till it's gone, you know. So but I've never been there. So yeah, it's gonna be. I'm just excited because, you know, and this is a way that I don't have this with a lot of things anymore. With Walt Disney World, I love it and everything, but there's nothing that's really like jaw-dropping experience, because I've done almost everything at this point. You know, even though it's so fun to do it a 17th time, like, you know, I'm going down, just going under the gates every time I get excited. But I mean, can you imagine, like, you don't get your first time ever again. And like, I still have my first time going into Disneyland. I'm excited. Like, I almost don't want to give it up, but I mean, I'm 47, right? Now's the time or never. So I got to get on it. But yeah, I'm excited that I do have a brand new eyes wide open experience out in California still ahead of me.
You get that, and then you get what I'm going to do. Like, I want to do, like, Disneyland Paris next. You know, that will be my next new thing. You just keep adding on. You're a flyer now, Mike.
That's right. Don't forget that. I'm a jet setter, like in the 50s.
What were you going to say, Wade?
No, I was just going to say, you know, Disneyland is great because, I mean, it's like everybody says, you know, it's the park that Walt built and that Walt walked those streets, that he stood there, you know, which was a former orange grove. And he envisioned it and of course then built it. And so he was actually there, which is the really cool thing about it, you know, that I suppose if you've gone a bunch there, you take for granted. And I think Disneyland and California Adventure now, you know, a few days, you're pretty good. I think the last time I was there, or one of the times, it was 4 or 5 days. That's plenty. Where Disney World, it's like, you can't get it all done in a week, right? You need more time, or you got to go back a couple times. So I think somebody called in and said that, or maybe it was in the chat, said that, you know, they were sold on Disneyland, but not Disney World. It's too overwhelming. There's a lot more. I used to explain it to a friend saying, well, Disneyland's great. It's like going to a casino somewhere and you have a good time. Disney World's like going to Vegas. There's casinos everywhere and it's huge, right? Yeah, but it's fun because you've got all types of different hotels.
I like that.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. That really does. I mean, that makes sense. Right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not putting down Disneyland because it's great. I love to go to Disneyland. I go to Disney World certainly more often than Disneyland, but it's great. It's a lot of fun, and you know, 3 days, 3-4 days is perfect. There's a lot of other things to do in California as well too. You know, they got great beaches and sightseeing and all that. But so I can't wait to get back to both. Let's just put it that way. Look forward to it.
Amen. So yeah, I can't wait. I get to go down at the end of this month. I'm excited now again. Staying in off site across the street. Oh, that's killing me. But
I hope that floor in the ballroom is really worth it for your daughter, Mike.
I'm so happy they're gonna have a spring floor in their ballroom. Whatever. Dude, that's
I know.
Floor. They better win. And they're not gonna win this year. They were better. They came in fourth in the country a couple of years ago, and we'll see. I shouldn't say anything. We'll see. I mean,
hey,
this is like our recorded line, man. Take that back.
Hey, I hope they win, and then you can say it's all the floor. The Hilton Hotel.
Totally worth it. totally worth having to sneak in Saratoga Springs in the back way to be able to run every morning. Yes, totally worth it. They're going to be chasing me. But the only good
news
is
you'll be there.
Last time
I'll be here in Lincoln. So think of me. You'll be like, well, I'm not on property, but I'm real close. And, you know, Wade and Scott are not here. So
that is absolutely true. But remember the last time I ran at Saratoga when we were staying at the B at Disney Springs, that's the time. I am not getting people think I'm lying about this story. And I am not lying. I was running around that lake at Saratoga and a bird picked up a fish out of that lake, in his talons, and the fish's eyes were huge, and he was like a missile under this bird. It was a gigantic bird. It looked like it was, you know, one of those, you know, jumbo jets that had like a payload under it. You know, it was the crazy. Honest to God, I couldn't get my phone out fast enough. I swear I see it in my, just like it was a painting on the wall. This fish was like, 5 seconds ago, I'm swimming in this lake. It's all cool. It's a Tuesday morning, like it's 7. All of a sudden, now I'm flying. I'm going to end up in this cat's nest here in about 30 seconds. It was the weirdest thing. So maybe I'll get to, I doubt lightning strikes twice, but we'll see. Maybe. Doubt it.
Maybe it's a common occurrence. I've never seen
maybe,
that. But
maybe it happens all the time. Who knows? It was the craziest thing ever.
Anyway, well, you'll have a great time, I'm sure, whether you see that or not.
That's right. I'm not gonna say if I don't get that, it's gonna be a lost trip. That's not gonna be the case. So, well, hey, Wade. Hey, happy Easter to you and the family. Congratulations again to your son.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Happy Easter to both of you and your families, and can't wait till we can be together again soon.
Absolutely.
So, have a great night.
See you soon. Have a good night, buddy. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that's it for tonight's show. Again, off the rails, you, me, and Scotty G. That's what happens. Sunday nights are fun. So, Scott, final words. What's going on?
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to another trip, man. I was just, as you know, and I think a lot of the listeners know, like I like hit a crazy jackpot where we're there like almost every month since the reopening, which is kind of crazy to think in a pandemic, traveling that much, kind of crazy. But it was the one place where we could go to where I felt safe with the mask mandates and all the protocols Disney was doing. So, since our last trip, this is the longest I've gone since they reopened without a trip, man. And I'm like feeling the itch a little bit. But we'll be down there for Memorial Day weekend, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I can't wait to follow you there, because we'll be following. Again, we're going down, you know, for this. We keep calling it a business trip, right? Because we are there, honestly, for the cheerleading thing. Now, Mallory and I are staying a couple extra nights at Coronado Springs because we're there, you know, like. That was like my compromise. Like I gotta be able to stay outside at least a couple nights. So we're going to stay at Coronado a couple nights. Pam has to come home to teach. So we're going to stay down a couple extra nights, but our last summer, we didn't get to take a family vacation. We just didn't, because I mean, a lot of people didn't last year. It was a mess. Mm-hmm. So my wife and Paige, and they haven't been to Walt Disney World in 2 years. And that's, you know, that's kind of a long time for us. So, you know, I'm excited for like summer. We're going down after the 4th of July for vacation, you know, like not working at all, pool days, going to the parks, yeah, taking it easy, not being there for a race, not being there for cheer, not being there for anything, but it's just there to have vacation. I'm so looking forward to that.
That's going to be awesome. We need to get you guys on another family vacation to Michigan, because we were talking last weekend, you were seeing all this cool stuff that intrigued you in Michigan. We got to get you here, buddy.
I was watching Aerial America, which is a show on the Smithsonian Channel, and they were talking about Michigan. I didn't realize you guys have 4 Great Lakes that you could drive to. And in your state, and it was just all the stuff with the locks and Sault Ste. Marie. I'm like, dude, Simon.
Yeah, we got to get you to Lake Superior, the coldest of the Great Lakes.
Okay, yeah, in July. Not now, because I'm
yeah, like, it wasn't that cold in July. Okay, good. We were there in like July last year, I think. It wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I want to get up that way. All right, well, hey, we're going to get out of here. Don't forget, our show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Please do check them out today and book your next trip, or at least put in a quote form while you're there. You know, some dates, names, resorts, and stuff like that. I'll get right back to you. But check out themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link. It's one extra click, and it really does help support the show over at brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And a huge thank you to our patrons. Thank you for supporting the show over this past year, keeping us going and allowing us to do 4 shows a week here on the feed. And you, me, and Scotty G every Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. And we want you to be back here next Sunday. We're going to have more fun talking about the news of the week. If you don't mind this week, if you could drop by your, wherever you download the show, wherever your podcatcher is, but especially Apple Podcasts, leave us a rating and a review. We'd sure appreciate that. And also give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike. You can also follow Scott at EpScott and give a follow to at Palm Trees of Disney. You will not regret that at all. All right, we're going to be back again. If you're listening on the feed Friday, you got a show coming your way again tomorrow. If you are listening live here on Sunday night, you got another show coming out in just a mere few minutes for that Monday morning trip report. So we are going to get out of here and wish you a great Sunday or Thursday. Until we meet again 1 week from right now, for hashtag Scotty G, I'm Mike wishing you a great Sunday night. Stay safe, stay healthy. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.